Can you see my face right now? Some of you have sophisticated radios there. Can you see my face? You can't? Watch this. I just gave the look. Those of you who were once children, those of you who were once children in the past, particularly those of you who were once children in the distant past, I haven't done any official surveys. My belly tells me, and by the way, as I get older, it can tell me more. My belly tells me that about 80% of you can imagine the look. The look, and there are various forms of the look, too, by the way. There is the pushing down of the glasses. There is the looking over a newspaper or a book. There are verbal forms of the look. The sniff. I love the sniff. My dad used to sniff. And I could hear this sniff. I could be five houses away, and I could hear Pop sniffing, knowing that was his form of discipline. Oh, this one. Snapping of the fingers. Some people snap five. Some people snap three. Teachers usually snapped one. Flipping of a light switch. That was mostly for classrooms. Flipping of a light switch. My mom needed a little more impact to her look. She would usually take the wooden spoon and slam it over the counter. And I know my mother did, like the Pharisees used to do when they would hear blasphemy. They didn't want to, you know, you're supposed to rend your garments, supposed to tear your garments. Well, they didn't want to tear their garments, so they, those wascally Pharisees, they would put sewing underneath. They would sew, a stitch or something that you could rip. You could rip it. You wouldn't rip the garment. You would rip the stitch, so that if somebody said something that they needed to tear their garments in holiness, their garments would just rip along that stitch or whatever it is that you call it. Ladies can tell me what it is. What is it? What's that called? Well, my mom, I believe, used to put cracks in her wooden spoon so that when she would slam it, it would just snap and flip upwards towards the ceiling and hit the ceiling and then fall back down. It's really impressive. What is the illustration in all this? Well, the illustration is this. Very few people have the look anymore. You look at a kid now, he looks back at you like, what are you looking at? You want some of this? Don't make me look back at you, woman. What has happened to the look? Further, why was the look so good? Why was it so powerful? Why did it get such compliance? Ooh, bad word. Shrinks would not like compliance, would they? Bad psychological word. Ugly, ugly psychological word. Right up there with authority, cooperation, challenge. Why did it get such, if I might be permitted to use such an archaic word, compliance? Because it wasn't the look that was authoritative, and it wasn't the snapping of the fingers, and it wasn't the clearing of the throat, and it wasn't the looking over the eyeglasses. It was the knowledge somehow imparted to the child that parent, no matter what, I don't care if there was a volcano, that parent would move through the volcano to do what they had to do to discipline. Children haven't changed. What has changed has been the big people. The look is useless without confidence. The look is useless without the child experiencing that the parent will go through a tsunami to do their parental duty. It was just a given. It was the law of gravity of parenthood. It's going to happen. There's no way it won't occur. 9.8 meters per second squared is the acceleration of gravity. It's also the acceleration of my father willing to move if I ignored his look. Did he ever have to go beyond the look? Not really. Nope. Pop knew. Didn't take much. Once when the children were littler, I was at a lawyer's office. My wife and I went in because we were beginning the process of adopting again. Walked into this fancy office, furniture more expensive than my whole house. My children were in awe. They were probably 7, 8, 9 and under. So at that time, we had 6 or 7 of them. Chump change. We walked in. I saw the look on the secretary's face. It was one of these, oh, no. Oh, no, there's wood in here. They're going to set fires. I know it. Hide the cat. These are the kind of kids who torture small barnyard animals. It was a look of, she tried to control it, terror. I turned to all the kids. Okay, monkeys, find seats. They split like an atom going out. All went to their seats and sat down. She looked at me. She said, I'm impressed. I said, don't be. Because you haven't seen the previous 4 years. When my kids in the previous 4 years out in public heard me say, okay, monkeys, enough. Or okay, monkeys, find seats. Or okay, guys, that's it. Or the look. Or they got the look. What they really heard was, okay, kids, this is the 275th time we've done this. You know as well as I do. If you ignore me, when we get home, I am going to deal with this. You can count on it as much as you can count on the sun rising, or even more, your mother's going to deal with it, which is even more reliable than the sun rising. As a result, several years later, all you had to say is, okay, monkeys find seats, and they did because they have experienced the reality prior to it dozens and dozens and hundreds of times. So therefore, yeah. The look was now sufficient, or okay, monkeys find seats. A four-word sentence was sufficient. You want the look? Very simple way to get it. Do your look, catch your child's eyes, and then follow through without doubt with some kind of result as a parent. And pretty soon, just like Pavlov's dog, all you'll have to do is ring the bell and the kids will know.